The Amazing Secrets of Books. The word books is similar to the word humans. It is a very general label. Nobody seriously says, I don't like humans. Likewise, no one should ever say, I don't like books. Those are silly things to say. In fact, they are meaningless statements. There is one more, shall we say, similarity between the word book and the word human. Let us go back to our childhood and revise a group of words. The words spirit, soul, or even ghost. It was explained to us that it is a thing that floats in the air. But actually, the truth is that spirits live in books. A book worth keeping is a kind of eternity. You see, this isn't just about you reading books, but you reading your way towards becoming a writer, so that your spirit will be captured for eternity in your works. And depending on how well you write, either titillate or frighten, it is very important that you become a writer. Hundreds of years from now, as we live long and take to space and beyond, little-known books will become a rare delight. And even before such fancy, people deserve to feel your presence. In this way, it is true that we can communicate with spirits, because we can reconstruct a version of the author and imagine and learn from them. The spirits that books keep represent a precious, one-of-a-kind intellectual inheritance. More than just befriending the author and asking, what would she do in this situation? Books allow us to inherit the authors and sometimes their characters' lifetimes. They help us enter the plateau that they climbed and now rest upon. Inheriting lifetimes is a precious talent of ours, one that we should make frequent use of, because we can then avoid problems that the books describe. In a funny book written by a recovering alcoholic, I noticed this terrifying passage written in context of drinking alcohol, something I always stayed away from.
If you hang around the barber shop long enough, you'll eventually get a haircut.
Here, J. Martin Troost delivers a lesson that we don't have to learn on our own, a lesson that we can just inherit and completely avoid getting into. There are many more mistakes that we can avoid in a similar fashion. I think this is by far the most powerful thing about books. This is what it means to inherit from a book, to hear about the struggle or challenge and take it into our heart, make it our own, to know where the tragedies are and go all the way around and have that much more life to experience. Asking how many books do you have to read is okay, but a bit silly. In a way, you only ever really love the top 10 books. If you are lucky enough to instantly discover your top 10, then the answer is, you only need 10 of them. If it is wisdom that you are after, if you care about being mighty and powerful, then 10,000 books is guaranteed to light a fire like none other. But realistically, you need to have a good time reading a book. You need wintry walks in the park, lazy days at a lake or ocean beach. And there is still one more extremely important thing that you should know about books. A book in its paper form is the most primitive version. The best kind of book is a book cheerfully narrated by its author. Here you will discover a great pleasure in re-listening and relearning from books. This too is a great power, as each time you re-listen, you grow in wisdom, and each time you become wiser, you understand more of the book. Here, my favorite example is a group of books written and sometimes read by Bill Bryson. I enjoy re-listening A Short History of Nearly Everything the most. There's always little something I forgot and something I end up understanding a little bit more. And please, do not worry too much about the great challenge of writing your own books. It happens automatically when you have something interesting to say. You just sit down and write. Later, you divide it all up into separate books. And perhaps pen a few more once you ask yourself if the people of the future will be able to fully reconstruct your spirit. Take to great adventures, and don't get lost in mistakes that humanity keeps propagating. Part of the reason why writing is so important is helping the future generations start understanding mistakes at the point where you left off. Climate, poverty, loss of species, pollution are not things that are meant to crush us. Those are the things that we have to help the younger generations understand. They need to understand it all so that they don't have to start by breaking their way out of that mess and thus be forced to repeat the same roads traveled countless times before. But rather, start far above, where they can comprehend its mechanics and introduce systems of prevention that will help humanity increase its pace of advancement forward.